promise made. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The federal government vows to not leave residents of East Palestine, Ohio, behind after the train derailment earlier this month.
After drinking water straight from the tap, EPA Administrator Michael Regan telling residents in East Palestine that local, state, and federal efforts there are transitioning from emergency to the cleanup phase amid continuing concerns over health and safety.
We're going to work together day by day for as long as it takes to make sure that this community feels at home once again.
Also saying that Norfolk Southern Railway will pay for the mess that it created and the trauma inflicted on East Palestine, where the state of Ohio has also opened a health assessment clinic for testing of a myriad of illnesses reported since the toxic train derailment disaster. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
President Biden in Poland, where he again denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin and the invasion of Ukraine, saying Putin thought NATO would roll over, but he was wrong.
Yes, we would stand up for sovereignty, and we did. Yes, we would stand up for the right of people to live free from aggression, and we did. And we would stand up for democracy, and we did.
The president said the resolve to stand with Ukraine remains strong as the war nearly marks 1 year. A monster storm taking shape in the upper Midwest with bitter cold and blizzard conditions expected over the course of 3 days.
The National Weather Service is saying that this storm could be historic. By tomorrow and into early Thursday, forecasters are predicting that travel will be impossible. In total, just under 2 feet of snow could fall in the Twin Cities. Schools are shutting down for Wednesday and Thursday, and major travel impacts are expected at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Minneapolis. A miserable day on Wall Street as the Dow gives up gains for the year over worries about higher interest rates, ending the day down 697 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The other son of a once prominent attorney accused of killing his wife and younger son has testified before a jury in South Carolina.
Attorneys for Alex Murdaugh called his older son Buster to the stand. He said his father called him the night his mother Maggie and brother Paul were killed to say they'd been shot.
Yeah, his demeanor was, I mean, he was destroyed. He was heartbroken. I walked in the door and saw him and gave him a hug and just broken down.
Buster said he didn't leave his dad's side for the next several days. Prosecutors had argued Alex tried to stash something at his mother's house a few days after the murders. The defense played the audio again of Alex telling law enforcement, "It's so bad. They did them so bad." One investigator said he'd heard Alex say, "I did them so bad." But Buster testified Alex said they, and that he made similar statements in the days following the murders. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A theft ring striking in New Orleans, targeting Mardi Gras revelers.
They're being dubbed the Mardi Gras Bandits. Four suspected thieves from Miami who police say flew to New Orleans in an effort to pickpocket dozens of iPhones and other items from parade attendees. One victim was able to track his stolen iPhone to an Airbnb in Tickfaw, Louisiana. And when police issued a search warrant, they say they found 40 stolen iPhones in the home. Authorities are asking anyone who was a victim of a pickpocketing over the weekend in the St. Charles area of New Orleans to file a report with the New Orleans Police Department. All four suspects were charged with possession of stolen property. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A trial of the four-day work week in Britain, billed as the world's largest, has found most employees are less stressed, less burned out, and have better work-life balance. The findings from the University of Cambridge, Boston College, and other researchers show most of the 61 companies that participated from June to December will keep going with a shorter week. The companies say revenue stayed the same over the trial period, and some said it grew compared to the same period a year earlier. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.